At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Bubba Dub Show. Today is Friday. I know some of y'all at work ready to get off. Like, but guess what, though? Before we even get started with today's show, make sure y'all continue to share this podcast. Let's continue to keep pushing. We growing. Let's make this podcast number one. Now, before I even get into the Knicks and the Sixers or the Pacers and the Bucks, I want to start the show off with Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham has just signed with the Miami Dolphins. Trash. He ain't going to move a needle. I like Odell. I like him. Cool. But he ain't going to move a needle. That ain't what the Dolphins need. I told you the Dolphins drowned last year. Y'all need Ray Finkel? Yeah. That's who you need. Jim Carrey, Pet Detective. That's the only way the Miami Dolphins are going to win anything. Tua was running for his life back there with that trash O-line. Tua looked like that quarterback from the longest yard. Now tell me I'm lying. I think they signed him to a one-year, $8 million deal. Get your money, Odell. Get your money. But you ain't going to get the ball. That's Tyreek. You know Tyreek getting all the ball. You're going to do play slot. They're going to put you in some gets and gadgets, this and that, but it just ain't no big deal to me. Odell going to the Dolphins. He could have went somewhere else. Should have went to the 49ers. To the Chiefs somewhere where he has a chance to win. Dolphins ain't going to get it. Them boys down there running around with their shirt off right now on powder, on everything else known to man down there. Miami Dolphins ain't finna do a me, ta-ta. Dub, why you so hard on the Dolphins? I ain't hard on them. I'm just being real. You don't need a wide receiver. You need an offensive line. Protect this young man. Y'all talking about how Tua ain't all this and that? Well, protect him. But shout out to Odell Beckham. Get your money, fam. I'm not going to never knock no player from getting their money. But for me, this just don't move the needle for me. Maybe for y'all, but not for me. Real talk. If you're just tuning in, hey, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We just not getting started over on the Bubba Dub Show today. So now I'm finna go and get into the NBA playoff talk. And we're going to talk about the New York Knicks like I told y'all. Told y'all they were going to go in there and knock the Philly cheesesteaks up out the Sixers. And they did that. Once again, Brunson balling. Hart balling. Vincenzo balling. Shout out to the Knicks for that great win. And B ball out too. Maxie, where you at, fam? You ain't show up. Where you at? Once again, and be crying. You too big for all that shit. Last 6-7 years, you've been losing, fam. I think it's time for you to leave Philly. Hold up, dude. Hold up what? He ain't won a me ta-ta in Philly. I don't give a damn how much Gilly and Wallow and them run around that ringer. McMill and them show up. Freeway show up. Benny Siegel show up. It ain't going to work. And y'all know it. Tobias Harris, where you at, fam? 30 minutes, 0 point, make it make sense. And this man making over $100 million, and you gave him absolutely nothing. When you going to step up, Tobias Harris? When you going to step up and help him be? Man crying each and every damn year. I'm thinking he a toddler. Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake, face having ass Embiid. We're having a phenomenal year before you got hurt. I have to give you that. I know everybody else going to say the same thing. Probably could have been MVP if you wouldn't have got hurt. But once again, you get knocked out. You got knocked out to the New York Knicks. New York Knicks got knocked out, fam. Now you running around here want to cry and stuff. That ain't going to get it, man. You need to get with your agent. Go on up there and talk to the Sixers GM, whoever it is, and tell him you want to be traded. Real talk. Where he going to go? There's plenty of places he can go. He can go down there with Grand Popovich in San Antonio and be the Twin Towers all over again. And Embiid and Wimby? Ooh, nasty. I'm calling it right now. And Embiid need to get traded to the San Antonio Spurs. Twin Towers all over again. That's nasty work. And I don't know what funeral home makeup Charles Barkley talking about. It ain't nothing but fat women in San Antonio. Lying? Them the ones you attract. There's some fine women down there in San Antonio too. I'm talking about Selena fine. Yeah, we do anything for Selena. Yeah, they down there. Yeah. Gypsy queso with the Verde sauce. Come here on. Hot tamale. Come here on. Churros, come here. And B, go on and ask for a trade, fam. Go on and get out of there. You see, James Stripper Harden left you. Yeah, he left. Time for you to go to. You ain't going to win in Philly. I don't know what's going on up there in the brotherly love. But, and B, you ain't going to win up there, fam. You're wasting your time. Y'all tried it with potato salad face, Doc Rivers. That didn't work. That didn't even work. Another losing season. For the Philadelphia 76ers, I say losing, I mean not winning and not getting to the championship and winning it. The fans, y'all deserve better than this. Y'all really do. But that's time to me to take the time out and celebrate the New York Knicks, what they just did. What they just accomplished. Without Julius Randle, a.k.a. Funny Marco looking. Yeah, went down through there. Joshua hit that big three. Come in. Clutch players. Come up in clutch time. Come in. Spike Lee rolling over in his grave right now. No look, gotta have it. Better put some respect on them Knicks name. Tracy Morgan, my twin. I see you, fam. I see that Walmart money. I see all them diamonds on you. I see you. I respect it, Fat Joe. I see you. Running around here built like a baked potato. I see you. I respect it. Brooklyn jumping right now. Queens jumping. Manhattan jumping. Boy, them old mafia bosses rolling over in their grave right now where the New York Knicks looking. I'm loving it. I'm coming to the NYC. Yeah. I missed that Dodge game last night. They say them rats had a Dodge game out this world. They say 42 Doug, Offset, Quavo, all of them was at that Dodge game. Hitting big. Oh, you can't handle them New York rats. I'm telling you. One of them text me this morning. Check it out, fam. I already done 350 push-up. 350? Man, I ain't even got the bed yet. Yeah. And them rats ways be spinning. I ain't lying. Yeah, with the Mary Grease. Go to New York right now. I guarantee you see a rat with waves on your head spinning. I seen one with a Melo jersey on. I said, where you get that at, fam? I need one of them New York Melo jerseys. Melo was a dog with them Knicks. Matter of fact, who's the greatest Knick to y'all? Melo, Walt Frazier, Patrick Ewing? Yeah, come on, get in the comment section right now. Let me know who is the greatest New York Knick of all time. Because I know Melo was a dog when in with him. Even though they ain't going to give Jeremy Lin his credit, he was a dog for a short spurt of time with the Knicks. When Jeremy Lin had New York on fire, Jackie Chan, all of them was up there in attendance. Ain't not Jeremy Lin? Linsanity? Who I remember Linsanity? I remember. I definitely remember. And Michael Jackson voice. Do you remember the time? Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about Mike Jack. R.I.P. to Michael Jackson, man. Music ain't been the same since Mike died. I miss Michael. Michael had hits on top of hits. I just wanna love you, PYT, pretty young thing. You need some loving, PYT. Y'all don't know nothing about Mike. All y'all know about all this other bull crap they making these days. Don't even make sense. They ain't even on beat. I miss the old R&B. Yeah, I miss the old R&B. Oh, I can't come here. I know you in jail, and you deserve to be in there, but your music is flawless. Come here. Mike gone. Prince gone. Bobby Brown still here. Make it make sense. Bobby on Potter right now, allegedly. It's my prerogative. Shout out to Bobby Brown. You know I love you, fam. You know I got to get the jokes and up, man. But let me know who y'all got is the greatest Nick of all time. Also, who's the greatest 76 of all time? Y'all going to go with AI? Y'all going to go with Dr. J? Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. That's a good debate. The greatest Sixer of all time. Is it AI? Is it Dr. J? Might be somebody else I'm missing. I can't think of right now. Charles Barkley. Can't forget about Sir Charles. You know, he played with them boys too. So get in the comment section right now. Let your boy know who you got. The greatest Nick of all time. The greatest 76 of all time. We rocking and rolling over here on the Bubba Dub Show. You see why I'm at. You see I ain't in the studio. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Got 5 shows at the Comedy Zone. Pull up. Got the nice water out there, murky. Gators in that water. Talking about come out here and go swimming. Never. You know I can't swim. I ain't even gonna put my feet out there in that water. Never. Stay tuned. More NBA playoff talk on the way. This show is on the rise like yeast. Let's go. We back. Back on the Bubba Dub Show. We rocking and rolling. If you just not tuning in, hey. Let me bring this up right now. I know y'all seen Offset and Cardi B at the game. Somebody tell me why Offset looking like Cardi B, God mama, dressed terribly. And I know what some of y'all gonna say. Man, Offset be having on that drip. No, he don't. That ain't no goddamn drip though. Out here looking like Bruno Mars. Stop it, fam. Oh man, that jacket probably cost $5,000 or $10,000. And it's still trash. I don't care how much it costs. It gonna mean it look good. I'm thinking that's a guy, godmother. Real talk. Come on, Offset, you better than that. When you go drop your album, fam? I don't know why Cardi B putting up with you anyway. Come on, let me Cardi B. Come on, let your boy. I got you. I'm gonna treat you right. Open up your car door for you. When we go out to eat, I'm gonna pull out your chair. I'm gonna do all that for you. Offset don't want you. Offset too busy in the mirror. I'm gonna get out there in the yard and do some yard work. Mow the yard. I even plant you a garden. Yeah, I'm an old country boy. I do all that. What, you want some watermelons out there? Huh? I can do it. Some cabbage, some peas. Come out at me. I'll show you what to do. I'll get you right. You don't need no more surgeries for that booty. No, sir. You need some minerals. I'll give it to you. You ain't got to run down to Miami no more with them surgeries. I got the real surgery over here in the garden. Carrots. Yeah, we're going to eat right. We gonna eat good over here. Too much stuff going on in the world, y'all, on Bubba Dub Show. We gonna keep it real to 100. Was in the club last night having a ball. I seen something fishy going on. Guess what I did? I didn't go and get in it. I dial 911 and sit back in the corner until I seen them red and white blue lights pull up. That's when I stood up. What's going on, man? That's when I got something to say. When I'm by myself, I'm quieter than a church house mouse. But when I'm with my clique, it's up. It's whatever. We can do whatever you want to do. Even though I'm capping, my heart be beating fast. More of the story here, Cardi B, get rid of Offset. He don't want you. He can show you that 1,000 times. Come on, Dub, you hating. And ears. Definitely ears. Stay tuned. I'm coming right back with some NBA playoff talk, talking about the Pacers and the Bucks. Stay tuned.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place. This is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Pacers beat the Bucks 120-98. Dame want to run back like you a savior. You ain't no savior, fam. Couldn't even save your marriage. How you gonna save a buck? Make it make sense. I knew the Bucks wasn't gonna win with my bro. Praying for you and your family, Dame, when you announced you were going through that divorce, I knew y'all wasn't gonna win. Nah, man. That takes a lot out of a man. When a man and a woman break up or whatever, man, the man normally ain't right. His mind ain't right. I know his mind probably somewhere else right now. So I knew that the Bucks was in trouble. Then he got hurt. Then Youngest got hurt. Then Thongus didn't even want to come to the game because his brother ain't playing. Make it make sense, Thongus. But let's address Doc Rivers. This year was a failure. And I want somebody in the NBA to tell me why Doc Rivers got the job. And don't give me because he is a champion. He won that ring 15 years ago with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo. He ain't did nothing else since but holler like me on this show. That's all he been doing. He ain't done nothing else. Went to the Clippers, Nathan. They look good. Regular season, playoffs, trash. James Harden still ain't recovered from playing with Doc. Chris Paul either. What Blake Griffin at? He's somewhere paying $400,000 a month in child support. Trash. Just a disappointing year in the Milwaukee Bucks. I just can't get over the fact that y'all got rid of that coach for Doc, man. I don't know what went on in the organization. He said something to somebody. He rubbed somebody the wrong way. But whatever it was the wrong move. Do y'all agree or disagree that that was the wrong move to get rid of that coach that the Milwaukee Bucks had at the beginning of the season and bring in Doc Potato Salad Face Rivers? I think it was a horrible move. I think it did something to the team, and they just lost their whole mojo because they did not look good on the dock at all. I mean, at all. And it's just sad because the Bucks was one of the team I thought maybe could have went to the finals and possibly won it. We know with a healthy Dame and a healthy Youngest, but I don't know. They just never could just quite gel. I know the people going to simply say, oh, man, give them a whole year together and watch what they do. Nothing. They ain't going to do nothing long as they got Doc Rivers over there. And I know what y'all going to say. Dub, you hard on Doc. Man, ain't that I'm hard on Doc, man. Doc ain't what y'all think he is, though, man. We be putting titles on certain people, trying to make them greater than what they are. And I know y'all going to say, well, you contradicting yourself because you say LeBron to go when he ain't. Well, he my GOAT. I know y'all MJ fans on here. I know MJ a GOAT, and he was. He just ain't LeBron to me. And LeBron ain't MJ. Yeah, I'm on be real and say it. Because when the game on the line, MJ had the ball. And LeBron fans, which is me, we going to say LeBron going to make the right play. That's true. But damn it, when the game on the line, 4 or 5 seconds on the clock, y'all get y'all ass out my way. I got this. I don't need no screen. I need to get out the way. Let me do it. That's how I told. Get out the way. Ain't no way I'm putting the ball in Austin Reed's hand at the end of the game. Never. This is my team. This is my ball. You think RuPaul gonna give up balls up? Never. Got to fight RuPaul for the balls. Not gonna happen, fam. That's how you got to be fighting for the ball if you that guy. Got me all upset, man. I'm hot. That man shouldn't have lost his job, y'all. That man shouldn't have lost his job. That man shouldn't have lost his job. But he did. Now, ain't nothing we could do about it. Maybe he can go and coach another team. But we're talking about these Bucks. It's a failure. But now that I'm done with the Bucks, let me give praise to the Pacers. Halliburton, ball out over there. I got to give you your respect, what you're doing with this team right now with Indiana. Y'all really got a chance to make it to the finals. I'm just being honest. This young Pacer team can shoot the ball. Miles Turner, balling. You know, you got an early foul trouble tonight, but Miles Turner, balling, y'all. What y'all think, man? What y'all think this Indiana Pacers team can do? They beat the Bucks. I don't want to hear no excuses either. They didn't have that. I don't want to hear none of that. Because they were beating them in the regular season when they were there. They were beating them in the regular season. So how far do y'all see the Indiana Pacers going? Do you think they could beat the Boston Celtics? That's the answer right there. Can they beat the Boston Celtics led by Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, however y'all say his name, Porzingis? Yes. I think that they can. I feel like if the Indiana Pacers start shooting the ball how they were shooting it early in the season, they can beat Boston. Now, it's going to go seven. I see that series going seven games. That would be nice. Don't forget about the Knicks, but I just don't feel like the Knicks got all the pieces yet to win the NBA final. But things happen, injuries happen, team get on hot streaks, and you just never know what can happen. But get in the comment section right now and let your boy Dub know. Do the Indiana Pacers have what it takes to knock off the Boston Celtics and go on to the NBA Finals? That would be so great for the city of Indiana. Because they ain't been, 0-2, 0-3 when the Pacers lost to the Lakers? Kobe and Shaq? Yeah, I know y'all. Dub, no, of course. Got to do your NBA history. You got to do your research over him. This is what we do. We ain't just talking sport. We talk it all. We talk it all. Real talk. Stay tuned. More talk over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. We're going to make this podcast number one. Ain't nobody else doing it what we doing over here. We keeping it 100. We ain't biased. We going to tell you like it is, whether you like it or not. I don't care. If you're playing trash, I'm going to call you trash. If you're playing good, I'm going to give you your credit. Stay tuned. It's Friday. Doom, 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 doom. And I'm going to party to the break of dawn. Get my groove on. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Stay tuned. Mavs and the Clippers tonight. Who you got? I don't think the Clippers going out like that. I think the Clippers win tonight. Don't be a close game. Clippers going to pull it out tonight. I'm looking for Paul. Playoff P to pull up. Playoff P, where you at? I know you're better than what you've been playing. Where you at? Don't worry about Kawhi. He ain't never there like my father. Kawhi ain't never there like my father. Harden, where you at, fam? It's time for you to step up, Harden. Rat terrier teeth looking. It's time for you to step up. You playing the Dallas Sag Mavericks. Tyronn Lue, where you at, fam? I know you got a game plan, and you gonna need it. You gonna need it. Kyrie over there, he don't eat bacon no more. No more pork chops. No more sausages. Kyrie eat noodles. Yeah, this a different Kyrie. This a changed Kyrie. What you gonna do? I'm expecting Paul George tonight. You ought to have 45. Harden, you ought to have 40. Real talk. If you gonna go out balling. That's the way to go out. Because you know Luka coming. Oh, you know that Siberian Luka coming. He lied to have 50 tonight. He lied to have 50. When a shark smell blood, they coming. But a shark ain't nothing to an orca. I need to play out. He could be an orca tonight. Free Willy? Clipper Donald, you going to be here one more night. After that, you get knocked out. And you know all about that, fam. Who y'all got tonight? Mavs or the Clippers? Riding with the Clippers tonight. I told you this series going to go seven. And I'm sticking to it. Who y'all got, man? Talk to me now. You know Kyrie gonna go off, dude. You know this, fam. Man, you know Luka gonna do his thing. Oh, you know playoff. You know hard. Oh, Westbrook. Westbrook might come alive tonight. Never know. It's a good Friday. Baby mama done text me, told me I'm looking handsome. Yeah. Had me blushing and everything. I had to FaceTime her. In UGK for us. Let me see it. Y'all don't know nothing about UGK. RIP to Pimp C. Bum B, where you at, fam? Y'all see them Houston Texans new colors? I love it. Yeah, we talk all sports over here. I can go from basketball to football. Might even slide in baseball. Y'all stay tuned. We talking that talk over here. I'm feeling good. Might go to church on Sunday, too. I'm going to be up in there early in a three-piece suit, coat, vest, and pants. Praising the almighty God. When it's time to put money in the communion, I'm gone. Yeah, ain't got no money. Them pastors be wanting that money on. And I ain't got no money. Never. Real talk. Stay tuned. We having fun over here on this Friday. I'm having fun. These shows been sold out. If you ain't seen me perform yet, you tripping. It's the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. And we striving to be great. And we going to be number one. Start sharing it right now as you're watching it. Share it. Jump in the chats. Giving away $300 tonight. How can I win $300? Easy. Comment, I might jump in on your coming and ask you a question about this show. You get the answer right, you'll win $300 just like that. No, $300 ain't a lot of money, but it is to people who ain't got it. Yeah, you can go to Walmart for $300, get you some groceries, get you some soap, toothpaste, socks, some boxes, and everything else that you might, accessories that you might need with $300. Put some gas in your car. Might even pay a light bill. Might even pay a card note. Whatever it is, it can help. We have fun on the Bubba Dub Show. We like to share it. Yeah, can't take it with you when you die. Stay tuned. Transfer the day coming up. Yeah. Cleveland Cavaliers playing Orlando Magic. Who you got tonight? Before I even get enough. Don't be talking about my audio. Y'all know I ain't at the studio. I'm on the road. I'm getting my stuff together. Some of y'all sitting back on 6 and 8 and want to talk about me. Stop it. But them 6 and 8 women be tough too. I ain't lying. Them 6 and 8 women be as thick as thicker than cold peanut butter. I'll stay in the project. Do you hear me? Everybody like, Dub, our way in the project, giving back. Shit, I ain't giving back. I'm giving back something else, but I ain't giving back that. I'm dying to looking with my looking face. Come here. Christmas done come early for you. Yeah, I got gifts for each and every one of your kids. How many you got? 5. I bring a PS5 to their live, change their whole life. Do you hear me? You give a chick that live in the project kids a PS5, you can't do no wrong. I'm looked at as a god in the hood. You ever see the way them kids run to that door when I show up with Popeye's chicken? I didn't know how to do that for me. Let me get to this game, though. The Cavs and the Magic. Who you got? 3-2 Cavs up? Don't think the Orlando Magic gonna lay down because they ain't. They really can feel like they can beat this Cavs team. And I'm starting to feel their way, too. Donovan Mitchell, if you gonna show up tonight, you're gonna lose. You're going to lose if you don't show up here tonight. Y'all better take them out. And I mean take them out now. I mean, y'all got to come out and ball. Protect the ball. Protect the ball, y'all, and win. Y'all come out playing sloppy. Hey, Lando Magic going to beat y'all. Then it's going to be 3-3. Yeah, going back to Cleveland. Yes, you're going to have a home crowd and all this and that. But it won't be easy. I guarantee you, it won't be easy. Who y'all got tonight? Cavs or the Magic? It's a lot going on in the world. K-Dot done dropped another diss on Drake. Drake, where you at, fam? You missing an acting. You missing like Bill Hayden. Come in. You gonna call out K-Dot? Come in. This is real hip-hop. Real hip-hop is back. K-Dot get in the booth every day. Drake, they tell me you looking for Quentin Miller. I heard he lost a leg. He ain't lost a finger, though. So let's get to it. Come on, Drake. I'm ready to hear your response, fam. I know you cooking up something. And it better be hotter than Fitz Grease. This is real hip-hop. It ain't real beef. It just me and you in the studio going bar for bar. And I ain't even went to law school. Come here. Come here, Drake. You want to paint your nails? Come here. This the paint your nail section over there. K-Dot doing it for Compton. Suge Knight rolling over in his cell right now, reading his letters. Did you kill Pac? Yes or no? Sugar Bear. I see the interviews over there with Break Spit. That's where you at over there. I heard about you over there. What y'all got, man? K-Dot or Drake? I like both. I ain't got no dog in this fight. And I know Drake a dog. But can't you say all dogs go to hell? Stay tuned. Trash of the Day coming up, man. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about this beef, man. They gonna drop 2 or 3 records. Which record you like the most? Euphoria? I think K-Dot dropped one today called 616 Father's Day. K-Dot say Drake own people spilling the beans. Say you got a mole in your camp, Drake. Somebody ain't right. Like 2 left legs. Somebody ain't right. And I don't want to hear nothing about my audio or my lighting. I told you, I ain't in the studio. I'm in my room. It's alligators and snakes all that behind me. They got a sign up, swim at your own risk. You know I'm black. You know I can't swim. I ain't getting in that damn water. I get that COVID vaccine before I get in that damn water. That water mercury. I bet it's all kind of snake. Water moccasin. Burmese python down here in Jacksonville, Florida. You know them Burmese python down here? Speaking of a Burmese python, I had one the other night. Yeah, a few 5'7", 160 solid. She a Burmese python. Real talk. She got the grip. Trash of the Day coming up, man. Hope y'all enjoyed this show today. I'm having fun, man. I'm living life. You should be living it too. It's Friday. Some of y'all getting y'all checked today. And you're going to be broke tomorrow. That's okay. Long as you're still living, that's all that matters. Money coming and goes. Stay tuned. Trash of the Day up next. My trash of the day going to Tobias Harris. Trash. 30 million, 0 points. couldn't beat me. You couldn't walk into that damn locker room after the game. Come here. Putting hands on him. Feet too. Y'all thought Tobias Harris got into a fight with a bumblebee when I got done with him. Boy, you on the team for cardio. Stop it. All that running around. Y'all could have brought me in for that. 6'8", 6'9" for nothing. You mean he had the same amount of points I had? Zero. How can you play the game, man, at this level, y'all? At this level. A high level. Tobias Harris ain't no slouch. Making over $100 million. And you playing 30 minutes in the playoff game. Do or die. And you can't give me nothing. You come in. We fighting in the locker room, in the parking lot. Every time I see you, we fighting. We can be cool later, but we fighting. Make no sense, Tobias Harris. And if you're watching this show being presented by Prize Picks. Use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. Yeah, Cavs in the math playing tonight. They got Donovan Mitchell to have over 23 points. Pick him, pick more, or you can pick less. It's just that simple. Dang, that's easy to play. Yep. It's easy to play Prize Picks. Either more or less, nothing else. Tune in. You bet 50, they'll give you 50. You put 100 in, they going to match it. And I'm all about matching things. Download Prize Picks. It's the number one sports app. It's the number one sports app right now, gambling app right now. Go and download. Use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. Square business. And if you love this show, as much as I love sitting in front of this camera, talking my talk, and I do talk it. Phone been ringing all morning, my pastor. I need to talk to you. No, you don't. You don't need to talk to me. I'm already talking to my God. I serve a jealous God. They won't put no more in you. You can bet. And told me don't put no more in the plate either until you get right. Them church plates y'all been selling, trash. Church plates, $30. Never. I'm going to Taco Bell. Cheaper. Fire sauce. Bean burrito. No cheese. With a Lord Sprite. Come here. If you love this show, hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Share my episode for me, y'all. I need y'all more than ever. Let's make this show number one. And I do mean make it number one. I don't want to be number two. I want to be number one because I got the number one fans. All the other people, they ain't got what I got. I got real, raw fans that's going to get in the comments and let me know, Dub, your audio trash today. I know. Y'all see why I'm at. Y'all, I'm working, y'all. Working 5 days a week to bring y'all this. Then I'm doing shows on the weekend, man. No rest. Guess what? I don't need it. I don't need it. I live through y'all comments, man. I live through y'all comments, man. I'm here Monday through Friday, man. 5 days a week. Bubba Dub Show. We rocking and rolling. See y'all again Monday.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.